This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. That's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, with music by French composer Léo Delibes, a short ballad from a ballet of his called Coppelia, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have you along. Classical music continues, and I'm excited for what's coming up. We'll hear some music in the form of a polonaise, music for violin and piano from the great Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski. Then a bit later, we'll hear music from another ballet, one by Igor Stravinsky, that sits at the intersection between classical music and the world of poker, when we hear a ballet in which all of the dancers come out dressed as playing cards for a ballet in three acts, or hands, as it were, Stravinsky's Jeu de Cartes, or Game of Cards, all just ahead. Next, we've got for you the Northern Chamber Orchestra and conductor Nicholas Ward. And in this noon hour, we'll dive right in to music of Mozart and hear one of the symphonies, one from around the year of 1772, about the time that Mozart was spending time in Milan, staging his operas and, as ever, hoping to find the attention of some wealthy patron or another. Symphony number 21 in A major on Kansas Public Radio. There you have one of Mozart's symphonies, one written in 1772, Symphony No. 21 in A major, performed there by the Northern Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Ward, on Kansas Public Radio. Right now, a minute before 12:30, and still to come is the Philharmonia Orchestra, along in a few minutes, for a card game with Stravinsky, Jeu de Cartes, Stravinsky's poker-themed ballet, in just a few minutes, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com. And speaking of Lawrence, here at the KU campus, a little foggy, a little misty, and 47 degrees. A high of 52 expected today. And another chance, another round of showers expected. 30% chance of showers for this afternoon, a 40% chance of showers by this evening. For tomorrow, it will begin as a cloudy day, and it should actually turn sunny Thursday afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-60s, but another excellent chance of showers for Thursday night. We're in the company next of violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky and pianist Pavel Gilalov to enjoy a little bit of music from the Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski, Concert Polonaise, next on KPR. Polonaise de Concert, music of Heinrich Wieniawski, played by violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky, along with pianist Pavel Gilalov on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. And so we're joined next by the Philharmonia Orchestra to enjoy music written by Igor Stravinsky for an American ballet in the mid-1930s that was based off of Stravinsky's own love of card games. We'll listen to Jeu de Cartes, or The Game of Cards, in which the ballet dancers came out dressed as playing cards, including the deceitful joker. Asa-Pekka Salonen will lead the Philharmonia Orchestra next on KPR. Music from Igor Stravinsky's poker-themed ballet from the mid-1930s, Jeu de Cartes, or A Game of Cards. We heard Asa-Pekka Salonen conduct the Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News just around the corner, and more classical music still to come.
Ice now.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting off with music by Antonin Dvorak in this 1 p.m. hour. That was the Rochester Philharmonic, conducted by David Zinman, with a festival march in C major. Dvorak wrote that in 1879, a lively way to start this afternoon's classical music on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. And we've got, coming up this 1 p.m. hour, the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland. A symphonic suite written by Sergei Rachmaninoff for you. Music based on Romani themes. Later when we catch Caprice Bohemienne on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school age musicians June 7th, 11th, and 14th through the 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/MMC. The Beaux-Arts Trio and Music of Robert Schumann, that's next on KPR. Chamber music, composed in 1847. That was the year that Robert Schumann wrote his first two piano trios, in fairly close succession. It was the second piano trio that Schumann felt had the more cheerful and friendly disposition, so we'll present that one for you now. Piano Trio No. 2 in F Major, the Beaux-Arts Trio with a performance here on KPR. Music composed in 1847. Robert Schumann's Chamber Music, Piano Trio No. 2 in F Major, performed by the Beaux-Arts Trio on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on Wednesday afternoon. Over the weekend, this old house has been America's most trusted source for home improvement for more than 40 years, and that same expertise comes to KPR with This Old House Radio Hour, a weekly deep dive into the art of home building. Our experts are here to answer your home improvement questions. This Old House Radio Hour is Sunday morning at 10 on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Tickets available at lee.ku.edu and the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Time now to bring you an orchestral creation from Sergei Rachmaninoff from the year 1892. That's when he composed the following suite for orchestra based on Romani themes. This is known as Caprice Bohemian. Alexander Anisimov and the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, next on KPR. Composed in 1892, Caprice Bohemienne, music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, played by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by Alexander Anisimov, here on KPR. Almost 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. A whole other hour of classical music in store for us, one in which we'll hear Smetana's The Moldau, Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces, and a beautiful English sinfonietta, music by Ernest John Moran. Quite a bit to look forward to. Hope you can stay with us for classical music on a Wednesday afternoon.
At Morning Edition, we take from NPR News.
Morning Edition every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Live from and I was up 314 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's from composer Oscar Strauss. That was called Bulgarian March. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra and conductor Alfred Walter bringing us into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for one more go-around. This hour will bring us a recorder and guitar duo, Mikala Petri and Lars Hannibal, with five of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces in a special arrangement. Later still, the Bournemouth Sinfonietta with a sinfonietta. Music by composer Ernest John Moran, all just ahead, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Next up is the Berlin Symphony Orchestra, conducted in this instance by Klaus-Peter Flohr. And very recognizable music for you from Bedrich Smetana from his symphonic cycle Ma Vlast, or My Fatherland. Several late 19th century tone poems that were in all some way about the beauty of the Czech countryside, and the most famous of those tone poems, of course, is The Moldau. It's next on Kansas Public Radio. One of Smetana's masterpieces, The Moldau, from the symphonic cycle, Ma Vlast. We listen to the Berlin Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Klaus-Peter Flohr, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2:23, and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta still to come, with a English Sinfonietta, one from 1944, by Ernest John Moran, still to come on Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And Eagle's Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Here on the KU campus, at the moment, 47 degrees, and today around 52 degrees for a high. We have a 30% chance of some more showers for later this afternoon. The same for this evening, 40% chance of rain and a low of 41. Tomorrow's a cloudy day, at least to begin with, eventually turning sunny. Highs in the mid-60s for tomorrow, but then another excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms possible for Thursday night. Next, we're joined by recorder virtuoso Michaela Petri, who herself is joined by guitarist Lars Hannibal. We have a few of Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces, originally keyboard music, in a special arrangement for you. Five lyric pieces from Grieg on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Edvard Grieg, five lyric pieces, keyboard works originally, formed in that arrangement by Michaela Petri and guitarist Lars Hannibal on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:34, at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow evening, Classics Live brings you the Kansas City audience perennial favorite, the Goldenberg Duo, a brother and sister team of piano and violin, which will not only offer such classics as the tunes After a Dream, Norse Legend, and Love's Sorrow, but they also sprinkle their concerts with fascinating storytelling, tidbits that really bring the music to life. Classics Live, that is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. Time now to bring in the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. We'll listen to is an English Sinfonietta, one composed in 1944 and dedicated to Arthur Bliss, which has been described as very rich and folk-like in character. The music is by composer Ernest John Moran. His Sinfonietta with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1944, the Sinfonietta by English composer Ernest John Moran, performed by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Norman Del Mar, on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is next. Don't forget that you can catch more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 and 9. And as for me, I'm Jeff Watson. I do hope you enjoyed what you heard this afternoon. I'll have more at noon for you tomorrow. On KPR, we're live, we're local. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.